his friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we learned Mishnah and a little bit of the Gemara, Lamed Hei Amud Beis, Bava Metzia, where we see that the Socher is Kona the animal. We wanted to know what the nature of this Kinyan is. How is he Kona? How are you Kona when the animal dies? How are you Kona when you take a Shavua? So when we concluded the previous shiur, we suggested again, this is based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon, Nosin Gishtetner, Zechet Sadik Livracha, that it's not midin schiros kanya, but rather because the person has achrayis for the animal, like we see in Pesachim, you have achrayis for the chametz, you have to mevar the chametz. Not that it says that the socher is kaina b'shas misa, he's kaina the mum in b'shas misa, that he doesn't have to pay. But the kinyan schiros, that it should be his, is already at the beginning of the maaseh schiros, when he takes upon himself achrayis, through that he's kone. And the tshuvis of Ma'oran Shel Yisrael Hagon Rabbi Kiva Eger Zechat Sadik B'Kadosh Lebracha and Reish Ayin Vav, I believe he discusses this, how through Kabbalah Sechrayis it becomes his. So it's either Reish Ayin Vav or Reish Tesvav. So that's mamish amazing. You can look there. And also in the Tshuvas Rabbi Kiva and Iksav Yad and Simon Chav. However, we still have to understand that the Rav Idi Bar Oven said that by Michti Shoel Secher B'Mai Kani V'Hai Par B'Shvua B'Neim Le'Mas Gil Secher Dal Ant V'Dal Shvua Seich V'Ana Mishtina Dina B'Hadi Shoel. Rav Oven says that by, listen, how is the Secher Karn of this animal? The Shvua. Let the maskir say to the socher, as they say in Portuguese, machmir nishkin tayvis, I don't need any favors. I don't want you, I don't want your shvua, I'll speak to the shoal. I'll speak to the shoal, and this way he's not going to be kona with the shvua. But wait a second. Since we said that the socher becomes the bailum of the para, midin schirus, and the schirus is mishas hascholas haschirus from the time of Kabbalah Sachrayus, so it emerges that the shoal is mischayev to pay the socher, who is the mashiel, like Tosa Springs from the Sugya later on, 96b, that the socher is considered bailim, and therefore, if the socher is with the shoal, it's considered she'ela b'bailim, and if something happens to the animal, the shoal is putter. I learned that Sugya with Rabbi Yaakov Shlomo ben Rav Dov Ber, Zichrono Levracha. The Shamish of Heaven Aliyah, Rabbi Jerry Robbins, and so you see that the Shoel is mischayev to the Socher. It's considered Sheila Bebailim, right? Sheila Bebailim Pater, and who's the Bailim? The Socher. So if the Shoel is Shoel from the Socher, and the Socher is with him, so he works for him. So Mamele is Pater, the Shoel is Pater. Since the show was mischayev klapei asocher shuachshav abaylim shel apara, in kain, how can the maskir say dal ant? I don't want you. I don't want your shvua. I'm going to speak to the shoel. The shoel can say to the maskir, excuse me, lav bal dvarim didi at. You have nothing. I have no business with you. I wasn't mischayev to you ever. I only have business with the socher, not with you. So what is going on over here? So, as we said in an earlier shiur, the previous one, this is the second shiur, this sugya, that schiras liyome is a memkar. It's considered a sale. However, the guf hapara still belongs to the maskir, like the Rambam writes, Hilchos Mechira, chapter 29, Halacha Aleph, that if a person rents a field or a house, you don't get the guf hadavar when you're socher, you just get hana. So too, Rambam, Hilchos Shelo Pikadon, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Shehasocher Kona Aguf LePeirosa Vadzman Katsav. You're Kona the guf for the Peiros. You're allowed to use it. You're allowed to get benefit from it, but not that it's actually yours. Be'etzim. So even though Schiras Liyome, when you rent it for the day, it's considered a memkar, like we see in the Rambam. Hilchas Schirus 7:1, that Schirus is Mechir Lizman Katsuv, that's Rak Guf LePerosa, that's only for the Peros, but Etzem HaGuf remains in the Rishus of the Maskir, so writes the Lechem Mishnah. Perek Zayin Mischirus Halacha Aleph from the Nemuka Yosef that in Bava Metzia 56b, Sheguf HaDavar Eino Konei Klal. Guf HaDavar isn't Konei at all, and therefore when he was Mashiel, when the Seicher was Mashiel part to the Shoel, so it turns out that Gam HaMaskir Ke Mashiel. The Maskir is also like the Mashiel, because the Guf HaPara belongs to the Maskir. So now we understand. He can say to the socher, listen, Dal Ant, go away you, go away your Shvua. I'm going to speak to the Shoel. You can't say the Shoel can say, Lav Bal Dvar Dididiat, you have nothing to do with me, because the Maskir is the Bailam of the Parah. He's Be'etzim the Bailam. And when the socher was Mashil the Parah to the Shoel, he did it B'Shlichuso V'Kocho Shel HaMaskir. Right, like we see in the Gemara later on, 36a, you have his rishus to be mashilit, so it's b'har she'asa shel ha shel, to the permission of the maskir. So therefore, the shoel cannot send the maskir packing. He does have it is his business, but according to this, so then we have to understand what Abaye answered. Misar b'socher b'shvu dekarkani lei mishas misu dekani b'shvu dekidei havis daitu shel bal habayis. Do you think that the socher was kona with shvua? No, mishas misa he was kona, and the shvua is to appease the balabayit. He was kona with a shvua. Well, do you think he was kona with a shvua? No, Mishas Misa, the Shvu is just to appease the Balabayas that he's telling the truth. But this is difficult to understand, since Gufa Parah Shaykh LaMaskir, and for this reason the Maskir is Begeder Mashiel, Shareis Parasu Hishel HaSocher LaShoel, like we said, that he's being Mashiel, the Socher is being Mashiel, is lending the cow of the Maskir, of the one renting it out, to the borrower. So even if we say that the socher is pater from his chiyuv mishas misis hapara, but the maskir can still say to the shoel, I want to talk business with you, because the maskir is the mashiel. So let's put aside the socher. You're right, socher is off the hook, but why can't the shoel come and demand his money? The maskir come and demand his money. You're right, the socher is pater mishas mishas misa. It died, it wasn't his fault, everything is cool. But why can't the maskir go to the shoel and say, all right, you owe me some money? So maybe we can say that since the maskir was maskir, he rented out the para for the actual para, for its peris, so it could be that the socher is bailam also on the she'ela, because renting it out is part of his usage. He rented it out in order to use it. So that's part of his usage. And therefore, socher is considered bailam linyan she'ela v'bailam. So part of his usage is that he can use it, part of his usage is that he can rent it out. And it's only when the yemei schirus are finished, then it goes back to the... Then it goes back to the Bailim. So now we understand the Kasha of Ridi Barabin to Abaye. Michti. Socher, amai kani lahai parah b'shvua, v'neim lehi maskir l'socher dal ant v'dal shvuasech, v'anam b'shtin adina b'hadei shoel. So Avidi Barabin says to Abaye, let's see, why is the socher kona this parah? B'shvua. So let the maskir say to the socher, I don't want your shvua. Go away with your shvua and I'll speak to the shoel. Because according to our Habamina now, that the Socher only becomes Pater from his Chiyuv. When does the Socher become Pater from his Chiyuv for paying for the dead animal? Bishas HaShvua. V'arei Bishas HaShvua. Kvar Tamu Yemei HaSchirus. When does he take this oath? After the animal's dead. When the animal's dead, the schirus is over. Schirus finished. Because the rental is only to use it, but now it's not no use anymore. So now the maskir becomes the bailim legabi the shoah. Now that the animal's dead, the maskir is the bailim of the shoah. Because dafka calls man shelo tami yemei haschirus, then the socher is like the bailim. But now that the animal is gestorbener, the animal died, so he loses his schirus, and now it's the maskir. So now the maskir can say to the socher, I don't want your shua, I'm going to speak directly to the shoah. And Abaye answered, no, that the socher became pater from paying mishas misa. In other words, before the schirus had been completed, how long is the shoel allowed to rent out this cow? Is the socher allowed to rent out this cow? As long as he's a socher, as long as he's a renter. And if the para dies b'rishus ha-shoel, z'be'chreach that b'shas misa, it's still yemei schirus. And since the para dies, b'soch yemei schirus, and then the socher became putter, so the maskir can't say that he wants to speak to the shoel. Because ba'os ha-shoel, he's not considered the bailim. Who's the bailim? The socher. Maybe on paper, the maskir is the bailim, but for all intents and purposes, it's the socher. The socher has complete rights to do whatever he wants. Like my landlord. My landlord, on paper, this is his apartment. But lamaisa, on a day-to-day basis, I'm using the apartment, and he can't just come in and stay over if he'd like to, maybe I'll invite him. But to stay over without permission and do whatever he wants in the house, no. The socher gets to use the house. The socher gets to use the parts. The socher's part to do whatever he wants, including being mashulit. And if when it, at the moment of its death, so it's still in his rishus, otherwise he wouldn't have been able to be mashulit to the shoel. And therefore, since it's still birshus ha-socher, the maskir can't, that's what Abai answered. The maskir has no right to say, you go away, you and your shavua. And chinami, that's if b'shas ha-shavua. That's if it only became his b'shas ha-shavua. That's if he became putter from payment, b'shas ha-shavua. So you can say, no, it's not yours anymore. So I don't want your shvua, I'm going to speak to the shoel. But now Abai says, no, it's not mishas shvua, it's mishas ha-misa. So the moment the animal dies, whose brishus is it in? It's in the brishus of the socher, who gave it to the shoel. Otherwise, how is he allowed to give it to the shoel if it's not brishuso? And since it's brishus ha-socher to give to the shoel, and he has schus ha-guf le-perosav, he can use it for whatever he wants, he's considered the bailim. And since he's considered the bailim, memela, the shoel has no rights to come in and demand that he speak to the shoel. And therefore the socher is not chayiv anything to the maskir, because mesa kedarik on the shoel has to pay to the socher kedin shoel, because at that time of death only the socher was the bailim of the para. So as I mentioned, this is a greisa dingarai in achronim. We have a rashash, a chidush arim, so we have a big litvisha, a big chsidisha. We have the Chilas Yankif. Chilas Yankif was both. He came from Gestamt von Chassidim, like they say in Spanish. He was descended from Chassidim, but he became very much not a Chassid in general. But definitely in his Avodas Hashem, he was a Mischassidim Kono. So he discusses it in the Chilas Yankif. Hagoyin Reb Shimon, Marein of Rabbeinu, he talks about it in his Chedushim. And I'm hoping that we discuss this more, because it's super, super geschmack, super, super important, and that we should be zelchetaka, lilmodu lelameid, lishmor v'las, l'kaim v'skol v'esam v'tarasa v'yahava. I hope that we shed some light on this sugya chashuva v'nechbada. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest and most beloved friends.